Good morning. Thanks for coming in the rain.
Good morning. I tell you what, I should have called in based on what I saw outside with all the flashing lights everywhere.
Yeah, we don't know how to drive sometimes when the weather gets wet. I know that you met with some folks last night. I want to talk really today, unless you have something else in mind. I kind of want to talk about the omnibus bill. You and I spoke last week.
Right.
I don't like the mechanics of it at all.
Oh, it sucks.
And you know, and you're our representative, so
right.
You're not the only one who feels frustrated over this.
Absolutely.
If we elected a president who supposedly is going to drain the swamp and change the way things are, why don't we have a reading period when it comes to important bills like an omnibus bill?
Well, we actually do have a rule in the House. It's a 3-day rule. It could technically be 24 hours and 2 seconds, but nonetheless, we have a 3-day rule. In this case, the rule that we voted on in order to bring this bill to the floor waived that 3-day rule. So there was 17 hours from the point in time when this bill was filed until we voted on it. That was pretty frustrating to me. That's the reason I originally whipped no, because I wasn't sure we were going to be able to tear into this thing because it was over 2,200 pages long. Fortunately, when you dig into it, you can see that about 85% to 90% of it is the same bill that the House passed in September of last year. We just had to go find the 10% to 15% that involved change numbers, change policies, and so forth. And so we were able, by parsing it out like that, able to get through it and figure out what was in it. I did ultimately rip no, but the White House put on a full assault to try to get those of us that whipped no to come around to yes, and based on what the White House asked us to do, I went ahead and voted yes, and by then we had gotten our arms around the bill. It's one of those typical omnibuses. It's got some things in it you really like increase in military funding to $700 billion, but also had some things in it you didn't like. The thing that bothers me the most about it is it gives people that have some other sort of a political objective a chance to throw out a 10-second soundbite, like saying it funds Planned Parenthood, and then I've got to spend 5 minutes to try to undo that false 10-second narrative.
So, all right, do what you can to make sure that we understand that narrative, because that did come out that they said, oh, so there were people who said that there was funding in there for Planned Parenthood.
Yes, let me say this. Since 2011, since I got sworn into Congress in January 2011, Republicans took over the House of Representatives, there has not been one single appropriations bill that has included any direct funding for Planned Parenthood. That said, there's a section of these bills that funds what's called Title 10. And under Title 10, organizations can apply for federal dollars to use to promote their individual missions. Under the Obama administration, Planned Parenthood would apply and would use some of those monies for their purposes, but not for abortion, because those funds are protected from being used for abortions by the Hyde Amendment and several other amendments that are still in current law. And now that we've got the Trump administration has appointed its people to be in senior positions at Health and Human Services, or HHS, as it's more commonly noted. And he suspended all those, or stopped all those types of payments, and also changed the Mexico City policy and a variety of other things. So I can say with absolute clarity that there's $0 that Planned Parenthood could ever receive from this omnibus because of those protections. But let's say they did somehow, that some leaked out dormant Planned Parenthood. It won't, but if it did, the Hyde Amendment and several other amendments keep that from being used to kill unborn children. So that's the deal. I've got a couple of things here. I'm a member of the Values Action Team and also the Pro-Life Caucus in Congress, and they have put together some pretty good schedules. I'll leave these with you. Of course, our radio audience is going to get the ability to look at these, but Andre, who's here with me today, is going to try to find a way to get these out in the public domain so that people can look at it and see what's actually in the bill and what's not.
You know, we end up with bullet points out of this, and one of the bullet points came out. The Trump said there's not enough money in there for the wall, so let's take money out of the military budget and build the wall. So where are we on the wall?
Well, the president this time, this is say his behavior sometimes I kind of have to scratch my head over it. He, like I said, he put a full court press on all of us at whipped no to vote yes to support the bill. And then on the day we voted for the bill, last Thursday, he put out a statement of administrative policy to say that the White House supports the bill. And it talked about all the good things in it, including the fact that the bill authorized the construction and or repair of more miles of barrier than he originally asked for. So, you know, several of us went, and based on the White House's support for the bill, because they had actually been part of the agreement, part of the negotiations as well, We voted yes. And then the next morning, the president gets up and he finds his tweeter and he sends out a note and says, hey, I may veto this thing. And I'm thinking, okay, you just cut me off at the knees. Why'd you do that?
Yeah.
And so that's, again, that's just one of the fascinating things we have to deal with.
One final thing, I guess, on the omnibus bill. This is a perfect time to once again say, why don't we do a line item veto?
I'm with you on that. I mean, I wish we could have a line item veto. And that way, these deals that get cut, because you've got to find a way to get 60 senators in the Senate because of these 1800s-era rules that they live by, that would give the president a chance to go through and scoop those back out of the bill. I'd love to do that. The chances of passage until we get a different congressional makeup are probably not going to happen. But I'd love to have a line item veto.
I want to shift gears. It appears now that Mark Zuckerberg is going to come before Congress. That's going to be a committee, that you sit on. What do you want to find out from Mark Zuckerberg?
Well, one of the things that the American people really don't have a good appreciation for is how their data is gathered and tracked and used and disseminated. And Facebook's not the worst. Google is really the worst. And if you have an Android phone, you're sending thousands of bits of data per hour to Google, and who knows what they do with it. And so I'm hoping to raise the consciousness of the American people as to what's happening with these technology companies, with their data. I mean, just, you know, which profile you go visit on Facebook, or what you post on Facebook, or where you check in. I think the American people need to know what's happening, and I think we need to set a different standard for privacy where people opt in to have their privacy, to waive their privacy, so that, you know, if you sign up for Google or Facebook, your data is held tight. It cannot be disseminated or used or whatnot in Cambridge Analytica or wherever, but only if you check a box, then it would be usable by others.
But you know the way people are. They don't read their service agreements. They don't read their terms.
Right.
They do not do that. Where else or at what other level should the government inject itself into this situation?
Well, I think it's here because, I mean, this is kind of part of the big debate we had over net neutrality and the way net neutrality gutted the privacy provisions that people had under the Federal Trade Commission when Chairman Wheeler did it under the Obama administration when he put in his form of net neutrality. We've got to look at reestablishing a privacy relationship between companies and everyday Americans, and then let them know what the risks are and what, you know, their rewards, because they get, you know, free ads and like that, if you want that. I'm looking forward to this discussion with Zuckerberg so that it raises the consciousness of many of us that just aren't paying attention. When I say us, just American people on Main Street, they're not paying attention to what they're doing with their privacy when they're on different platforms or using their smartphones.
Okay. Quickly, anything else we need to touch on?
Well, I think it's really important to talk about two things related to omnibus. Number one is, this is the first year of a two-year agreement to fund our military at the right levels. And so I'm pretty frustrated with people to say, throw out the 10-second sound bite to say it funds Planned Parenthood when you and I just discussed it does not. And then they overlook the fact, or I think they use that 10-second throwaway as a cover for the vote against the military. And so for those people that are mad at me for voting for this, I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan too many times and looked these kids in the eyes. The young people are defending our country, and I'm not going to send them over there without pay. And, you know, in the last 2 weeks, we've lost 9 military folks because of readiness issues, either equipment problems. So we're losing military men and women at a rate of 4 times to readiness challenges than we are to combat. And this omnibus is the first step to patch that up and to go back to Reagan's standard of peace through strength. And it's working. Look at the way the Chinese are starting to talk to us. Look at the way the North Koreans want to sit down and talk to us. And so this is an investment to continue down that same road.
Okay. Congressman Bill Flores joins us post every Wednesday, usually on the phone, but today fortunate enough to have him in the studio. Appreciate the time this morning.
Yeah, it's great to be with you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right. Thank you, sir.